Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will be discussing other forms of slavery and workers found in the Caribbean around the time of the Atlantic slave trade. During the slave trade, millions of Africans were kidnapped and taken from their homes to the Americas, where they were forced to work in dreadful conditions. However, although this side of the story is often known, in fact there were other workers and slaves found in the Caribbean as well. The issue of other workers in the Caribbean can be quite a controversial one, especially around the terminology of slavery. It's certainly true that some other people were forced to work as slaves. However, there is another group as well that was often forced to work in terrible conditions, very similar to slavery, but ultimately, many historians would argue they were not slaves in the same way as Africans. These are the issues that we will discuss in this podcast. One group of people that certainly was slaves in the Caribbean was the Native Americans who already lived on the islands. This included tribes such as the Arawak, Siboney, and also Carib. When the Spanish first arrived in the Caribbean, they saw a chance to use the islands to grow a variety of products, including sugar. And as such, they began to force the native tribes in the area to work for them, thus bringing slavery to the Caribbean. Like Africans later, the native peoples were treated terribly. They were forced to work long hours in hot conditions and often faced extreme punishment. And as a result of this treatment, large numbers of native people died. There were further problems as well. Europeans brought with them a variety of illnesses that the native people could not stand up to. This included things such as the measles, smallpox, and the flu. This led to further large numbers of deaths. And in addition, the native people suffered because the European settlers also took their land to use for the plantations or towns. As a result of large numbers of Native Americans dying, whether due to issues such as extreme work or disease, there were not enough workers to meet European demands. As such, they turned to other groups to use as labourers in the Caribbean as well. One such group was prisoners. Many European countries operated a system of transportation as a punishment for prisoners. This meant that guilty people were sent abroad to carry out their sentences, often going to a faraway destination from which they were prevented from returning. Prisoners faced the same treatment as slaves. They were forced to work in very difficult conditions, including long hours in hot weather, and they would face punishment if they did not work well. They also had very, very basic living conditions, including poor housing and limited diets. However, unlike slaves, prisoners were being punished for committing a crime, and often they could be released at the end of their sentence, assuming that they had worked well. Some of the people that were released then stayed on to work on the plantations as paid employees, where they might have a chance of improving their lives. Another group of workers who worked in the Caribbean were indentured servants. These people, also called bond servants, have similarities with slavery, but they are not the same. Indentured servants had a contract to work, usually without pay, for a fixed period of time. There was different reasons that people became indentured servants, including children being sold by the orphanage in which they stayed, people that were sold off to pay a debt, some people were sold as a result of committing a crime, and there were other people that volunteered for this, because they could not afford the travel but wished to go to the Americas. Whatever the reason for becoming an indentured servant, their experiences were the same. If their owner died, a servant's contract would simply pass to a new owner. And like slaves, servants were forced to work in very difficult conditions, facing poor living conditions and again the same types of harsh punishments if they did not comply with their owner's wishes. However, unlike slaves, indentured workers would be freed at the end of their contract, usually between 4 and 7 years. At this point, the servants could stay and live in the Americas and earn a wage. Sometimes they even got their own land and started farms and plantations of their own. Finally, another group that was associated with the Caribbean were Asian workers, many of whom came after the slave trade came to an end. Once the slave trade had been outlawed, there was not enough workers in the Caribbean, and as such, large numbers of Asian workers arrived to fill in these shortages. Many of the Asian workers that came to the Caribbean did so as indentured workers. They became indentured for various reasons, including being sold as a prisoner of war, to pay off debts, or as a chance to make money once their contract came to an end. Most Asian indentured workers signed up for 2 to 5 years, and they were often paid during this time, albeit that some of the money would be taken back if they had been sold in the first place to pay a debt. And at the end of their contract, they stayed in the Caribbean, working in a variety of jobs, including as traders or bakers. However, some Asian workers felt that they had been lied to about the conditions, jobs, and life they would get when they moved to the Caribbean. These workers often resisted their employers by running away, damaging property, or even attacking them. They also wrote petitions to complain about their terrible treatment. The reason that this is a controversial issue is the debate around what constitutes slavery. For instance, it's obvious that African slaves who were kidnapped, taken from their homes, and forced to work without pay for the rest of their lives were slaves. Similarly, the Arawak natives and other native groups that were forced to work as slaves by the Europeans were quite clearly given no choice in this matter, and as such can be legitimately described as slaves. However, there's a greater controversy when it comes to other issues. Prisoners, for instance, were given no choice in their treatment, but it can be argued that they had broken the law, and as such were not being treated as slaves, but instead simply being punished, in much the same way others might have been at that time. Indentured servants also bring a controversy. Many people believe that they were forced into this, often because of extreme economic problems, and the idea that people were forced to work in these very difficult conditions against their will can legitimately lead to them being described as slaves. However, the comparison of indentured workers to that of the slaves is clearly very different. For one thing, indentured workers knew that at the end of their time, they would be given the opportunity to be free, unlike, of course, the experience found by that of African slaves.